You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Right now, as we go to air, people across Texas, in fact, across the nation, are preparing to hear from the Attorney General of the United States of America. He will take a seat before the Senate Intelligence Committee investigating Russian meddling in the 2016 election. That'll begin at about 1:30 Texas Standard Time, 12:30 in El Paso. To the shock of many longtime political watchers, the Attorney General actually asked for this hearing to be open to the public. Joining us now to talk about that and more, Todd Gilman. He is the Washington Bureau Chief, the Dallas Morning News. Todd, welcome back to The Standard.
It's great to be with you.
The Attorney General's request for that open hearing, did it surprise you?
It did surprise me, although you have to imagine that he was under enormous pressure from President Trump to help clean up the PR mess. For him to testify only behind closed doors would probably only further the narrative that there's something stinky about what's been going on here.
Yeah.
So to the extent that it's a high wire act and it's risky, that's a problem. But on the other hand, if they're going to kind of put this behind them in any way, the American public needs to hear from the Attorney General.
Just thinking about the things that if I were, we have a senator who is sitting on this Senate Intelligence Panel. This is John Cornyn, the senior senator from Texas. If I were in Cornyn's shoes, what would I want to know here? I mean, for instance, did the Attorney General know what the president planned to ask Comey in that closed meeting, you know, the one that everyone's talking about that occurred, I believe it was in the Oval Office?
Well, the way you frame the question is pretty interesting. I think that many people in the American public want to know that. Certainly Democratic senators want to know that. I'm not so sure that Republican senators want to know that or to elicit that information in a public setting with the cameras rolling.
It sounds like you're coming down on this as this is still so overly politicized that we're really not talking about getting answers. It's still very much about Democrats and Republicans.
Well, I'll say that what we observed last week at the Comey hearing with Senator Cornyn and a few other Republican senators was something of an effort to deflect. Cornyn was pressing Comey to talk about the Hillary Clinton investigation. He was not aggressively going after Comey to elicit information that would have been designed to air damaging or embarrassing information about President Trump or Russian contacts between the Trump campaign or Attorney General Sessions.
And it sounds like you think that the same thing is going to happen here at this Sessions hearing, even though a lot of people seem to think that this could be another one of those watershed moments.
Oh, I do. I do think that a number of the Republican senators are going to find ways to try to mitigate the political damage of this. That doesn't mean that the hearing is going to end up without having damaging information come out, or at least damaging questions being posed, or Democrats seeking to get information out of the Attorney General. What was the Attorney General's version of events, for instance, on that meeting where Trump cleared the Oval Office so that he could be alone with the FBI Director Comey, and Comey testified that the president pressured him at that point to drop the investigation to the former National Security Council Director Michael Flynn. And then after the meeting, Comey says, he told Sessions, this can't ever happen again. And Comey says, Sessions did not assure him that it would never happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think a lot of senators, mostly Democrats, but not only Democrats, are going to want to know how Sessions recalls that and what his position is on it and whether his version squares up with Comey's.
Sessions' testimony is going to be carried live by many public radio stations across the state. Keep it right here this afternoon. Todd Gilman's covering the story for the Dallas Morning News, where he is Washington Bureau Chief. Todd, thanks so much.
It's a pleasure.